Welcome to 805 Focus. I'm Dr. Cinder Sinclair with Nonprofit Connect, and we will be bringing you the latest on your favorite nonprofits. So get ready to be inspired. Our special guest today is Robert Benham, and Robert is the president of Vistas Lifelong Learning. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh. So Vistas Lifelong Learning, I was on your website, and I was really surprised to learn all of the things you folks have been doing for over 20 years in our community. So maybe you could tell us about Vistas Lifelong Learning.
Well, this is our 25th anniversary. Our target audience are retirees, and we present a wide variety of courses that can range from music to civil rights, for example. This past week, we had a class on Mozart. Oh. We had a class on folk music. Mm-hmm. And then just yesterday, we had a really, really interesting segment on China and Will China Eat Our Lunch?
Yes, I saw that on your website.
So that was, and that was a full house. Generally, we have 50 or 60. This was over 100.
Golly. Now, where do you have this? Where are the classes? All different places?
They're at different places. Most of them are at Bethany Congregational Church. Some of them are at the Music Academy, and we've had a couple of film classes at Val Verde.
Oh, wow. And so how do people find out about all the different classes and presentations?
They can do it on the website. We circulate our catalog.
Oh, let's
and
show
here
that.
Is our
that's
most
beautiful.
Recent, our most recent catalog. You can find it at Chaucer's. You can find it at most of the independent living facilities in town. You can contact Vistas at the website, and you will be sent one. And it delineates all the courses of the teachers and some of the background on the teachers. And you'll find them all to be extremely, extremely interesting.
Wow.
Santa Barbara is really blessed. And when I moved here, I didn't realize it. We have a cadre of people whose life experiences are just absolutely amazing. For example, one lady who did a course within the last 6 months had to do with the eradication of smallpox. And think about it. Smallpox for millennia was a catastrophic worldwide epidemic. It destroyed the Native American population. And B. Bosser was in Africa, and along with her husband, was charged with vaccinating entire populations. They did it with success. Just an example of people you wouldn't realize that are here and want to share their life story. Heidi August, female, started as a clerk with the CIA, and after 35 years, told her story. My 35 years in the CIA came from a clerk to a station chief and some of the hotbeds, and was actually in the room when all the decisions were being made. So we have this wide variety of people.
I guess so. Gosh, tell me about some more. What other? I'm amazed that there are so many people.
There are. We have a lot of retired college professors. Mm-hmm. We've got doctors who have interests outside medicine and present these wonderful courses. David Bisno, for example, is a retired ophthalmologist. Spends about 4 months a year here, 4 months in Hanover, New Hampshire, and actually was the founder of Vistas and modeled it after something that's being done at Dartmouth. Has taken a lot of extra graduate courses at Harvard. He was an undergraduate alumnus of Harvard. And this past year taught a course on whose land is it, talking about this troubled land, Israel, Palestine. Started with Abraham.
Yes.
And moved forward till today, and even was able to secure a Palestinian who grew up in a refugee camp, who's now a student at Columbia in New York City, and was able to tell what his life has been like. So we tried to keep it very, very even-handed, even though this is a hot, hot topic today.
Right.
So this is an example.
Yeah. That is just fascinating. Let's say somebody's watching this and they say, well, I think I've got quite a story to tell. Maybe I'd like to, you know, teach a class or make a presentation. How do they
That's where our classes come from. You know, go online to our website.
Okay.
And there's directions on how to join, on how to teach a class, on the roster of classes we've had this particular term. And just that's where our instructors come from. And we welcome it. You know, we've got a membership of over 360, somehow survived COVID when we had to do everything remote for 2 years. Everybody had the problem.
Yeah.
But we've come out of it. We've got all in-person classes again. And we offer this winter, spring, we had 22 different courses, but many of them were multi-session. So there were 44 individual sessions over a period of 4 months. When our course schedule comes out, you can sign up for one course or many courses. It's up to you. And the course charges are nominal. In my opinion, they run between $20 and $50 generally. Mm-hmm. Membership for an individual is $50, for a household is $75. We just try to break even.
Yeah, that's great. And so you have lots of volunteers, and you're always looking for more.
We're always looking for more. We have our entire board is volunteer. Mm-hmm. At our meetings, the presenters are volunteers. Our audiovisual people are volunteers. We need all the help we can get in that area. We have a break. Most classes are from 9:30 to 12 or 1 to 3:30. And we have a 20-minute break, which is kind of a social time where we serve coffee and we have all these wonderful cooks who bring cookies. And that's the high point of the day, is the coffee
wow.
and the cookies.
Yeah.
Plus, so you get great. To meet people and interchange and ideas.
Yeah. That just sounds like a wonderful opportunity, a great resource for Santa Barbara that I'm thinking maybe some people don't know about.
I'm sure, you know, Santa Barbara is a big community, and all of the time we find people who never heard of Vistas, and that's one of the reasons I'm here. That's one of the reasons we circulate these catalogs
yeah.
in as many venues as possible, and we're constantly encouraging people to join, to participate, and the lifeblood of any organization is growth.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I love it that you also have it at Chaucer's. That's a good place to have.
Chaucer's is a real community treasure we all ought to support.
Yeah. So have you personally ever taught one of the classes or made a presentation?
Well, I did. 2 years ago, I did six sessions on civil rights in the South, starting with Emmett Till in Tallahatchie County, Mississippi, in the summer of 1955, and it went until 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, with the assassination of Martin Luther King. Actually, I was walking to a JC meeting. JCs in the 1960s were a huge organization. We were the third largest in the country, and saw the ambulance that was taking King from the Lorraine Motel to St. Joseph Hospital. I didn't realize it until 20 minutes later, but that was the ambulance. And I was very much involved in what was going on in Memphis in those days. And the Emmett Till case was what people don't realize, and this gets away from our subject, but in 1955, if you were white in Mississippi, and you killed a black person, nothing ever happened. The big thing about the Emmett Till case was that there was an actual indictment and a trial. Yeah, the jury stayed out 20 minutes. Yeah, Milam and Bryant were acquitted, but there was actually an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, unbeknownst to me, when I was putting the course together, I found out that the foreman of the grand jury was one of my clients.
Oh, gosh.
And it just sent chills through me when I learned that. And he was a 38-year-old farmer, Jewish, in the Mississippi Delta. Talk about somebody with a target on him. He had a target on him, but he did what was right.
Gosh, what a fascinating course. So are you going to repeat that? I'd love to take it.
Actually, it got filmed, and I think you can find it on YouTube. And if anybody's really interested in it, and they can find me easily through VistasLifelongLearning.org, I'd be glad to send them links to it.
That's great. So does Vistas have their own YouTube channel?
No, we did this on YouTube. One of the things we're exploring right now is putting this link on the Vistas website, as well as the course that was filmed this year that David Bisnow did. I would like to put all our courses on the website, but the expense of hiring people to do that just is more than our budget can meet. And we like to keep people in class, and we just like to keep the cost as reasonable as possible. Sure. And if somebody can't afford the cost, we offer scholarships.
Yeah.
So we don't turn anybody away anytime.
That just sounds fabulous. So now you came from, not Mississippi, where did you come?
Well, Tennessee. I started out in Chattanooga, Tennessee, these many years ago. Went to school in Nashville. My professional career was in Memphis. I was there for 48 years.
And you were an attorney and a
judge? I practiced law for 35 years. I was a judge for 15. And on the 50th anniversary of my law license, which was March 30th, 1963, so I retired 50 years ago last Monday. I figured 50 years is enough.
Yeah. I'd say, wow, what an amazing career you've had.
And some of the people that Vistas attracts, we had a class set at Bethany, and a gentleman who had just moved here was walking by, couldn't understand why there were so many cars at Bethany Church on a Monday, wandered in. His name is Marty Kassendorf. And he was a White House reporter for Newsweek and other publications for years and years, has interviewed all the presidents from Truman through Trump, and he's going to do a class in the fall about all of these experiences. That, you know, this is what you find in Santa Barbara. I mean, just kind of walks in and he's had these worldwide experiences, been on Air Force One through many, many administrations, and the course is going to be a blockbuster, and that's what you have. Ted Anixon, who's one of our past presidents, does great courses in analyzing elections, the propositions, retired poli-sci professor, for example. So it goes on and on and on. Jim Hemmer, who's from Chicago, was the managing partner in one of the largest firm in Chicago, but his interest is history, and just got through doing sessions on the Habsburgs from the beginning to the end, and how that dynasty went on for, 400 years? Something like that.
Gosh. So if someone is interested in making a presentation or doing a class, do you say, you have to do these many sessions, or can they decide how long it's going to be, like 2 hours or 3 hours, and then do they decide sessions they want, or how does that work?
They decide everything from the get-go.
Okay.
You know, they do a course proposal form, which is very, very, very okay. brief.
Okay.
And they determine how many sessions they want to do. It goes to our curriculum committee, and the curriculum committee vets everybody to make sure that it's a person and a course that's going to appeal to our members, that it's not overly controversial, and falls in line with our mission. And our mission is to provide educational opportunities to seniors such as myself. Look, I learn something every day, and I think we all need to learn something every day. And this exposure, I'm culturally totally inadequate. And I'm getting a lot of culture by the classes we take here. Simon Williams, for example, talks almost every year on opera. I know nothing about opera. He is one of the finest presenters with whom I've ever experienced a class, and later found out that he's a worldwide expert in opera, lectures all over the world.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Derek Katz, who's with the music department at UCSB, past week was talking about Beethoven. Absolutely fascinating. Just fascinating. So, again, Santa Barbara is blessed with so much talent of people who have chosen to live here.
Yeah.
And they are so generous in exposing what they know and what their hobbies are to an organization like Vistas. And that's what makes Vistas work.
Gosh. So let's say that somebody is watching this and they think, well, gosh, I think I've got a story to tell, but gosh, I've never made a presentation before. I'm not sure I could be a very good teacher. Do you have anybody that would work with someone to say, okay, here's some tips on teaching or presenting?
Yes, we actually send out printed materials to people on what to expect, what to do, how we can help. There are people within the organization. For example, when I presented my class, I had never done any slides. And Ted Annixon tutored me on how to put slides together. And over my six-week course, I had over 400 slides. A lot of them tracing Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. There were a number of his speeches or portions of his speeches, because the area of the South in which I lived, that was what I was exposed to.
Yeah. You have seen
voter rights
a lot from back there.
Yeah.
When you were back there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. And unfortunately, I don't want to get into too much controversy. unfortunately, we're back into voting rights.
Oh,
this
right.
all started right. in 1955 with Rosa Parks in Montgomery, Alabama, and the sit-ins, and a lot of it was related to voting rights. Uh-huh. And I got a copy of the Alabama literacy test from those days.
Uh-huh.
Had our class take it, and these are people, they were all, if not college, most of them were graduate school graduates. Very few of them could pass that literacy test. I could hand you that literacy test, and you would just be shocked.
Wow.
Just shocked. And this is how people were kept from voting for years.
Oh, I see.
And this is a whole new subject. It's not just this.
But it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. It is fascinating. And we've made a lot of progress. But we're also backsliding in certain areas. And I hate to see it. And frankly, that's one of the reasons why I'm glad to be in California.
Well, we're glad you're here.
For a whole lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But that was a big one. That was a big one.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else? We have about a minute left. Anything else you want our audience to know about Vistas?
Maybe I've been doing too much talking and enough listening.
You've been doing a great job.
Well,
I love all your stories.
What What I want is to convey to people that we are a very open organization. We need new people on our board. Mm-hmm. We need new people on our executive committee. I need somebody to succeed me as president. That's what I'm looking for right now, more than anything else. And I haven't had any volunteers. In every class, the first thing I do when I tell people to turn off their cell phone is ask for volunteers to please succeed me. We need somebody a lot younger.
Well,
and thank you so much for having me here and for exposing your audience to Vistas.
Well, thank you for all the good work you're doing in our community and for telling your story on 805 Focus.
Ken, thank you.
And thank you for joining us on 805 Focus, and we'll see you next time.